Lucas Nelson and Promise of the Real from their self-titled new CD. I chose that one. That is a four-letter word because the boy's got a sense of humor.
Oh, man, it's so good to be back for another music meeting. I'm so glad we're doing this.
Here we are. And hi, Cody.
Hello.
Welcome back.
We're back.
Yeah, thanks, Luke. I love this new Lucas Nelson record. I'm so glad you picked it for this.
Yeah, and we're going to try a little something different. That was just an excerpt of one song, and we'll probably do an excerpt of another one, and then a full tune after that. But this one is just such an accomplished CD. I mean, Lucas and his band, Lucas, of course, is Willie Nelson's son, and he and his band have, for the last 2 years, been the backing band for Neil Young. And I talked checked out the website, his website, and discovered that he has a lot of great things. I wanted to share this quote with him, with you. I wanted to get the songs as pure as they could be. We owe a lot to Neil. We made this record after coming off the road with him for 2 years. Neil's been mentoring us, and we've been absorbing that energy, and I think it shows. We got acclimated to a different level of artistic expression. We've grown, and you can really see it. You know, the guy's only 28, but this is a masterpiece. Is it possible to have a masterpiece at that age?
It is a really fine production, Luke. I would agree.
Let's try an excerpt from Forget About Georgia.
Oh, a part of me hopes she'll never forget about me. A part of me hopes she'll never forget about me.
Yeah, you can really hear that attention to detail in the production of this album, I think.
And that long guitar solo lasts for a couple more minutes, so he's unafraid to take on the lead guitar solo, that's for sure. I'm just so impressed with this album. There's humor in it, there's Roadhouse Stomp, there's profound ruminations, and that's the one I want to play the whole track from. Similar to that, there's just really good writing, great singing. He's got a crack band. They've obviously put in their time. I'm just so impressed.
Such
with
a
this.
Cosmic sound.
Yeah, cosmic country.
Do you know how many guys are in the band?
Six,
including
Lucas. And three of them are original. They've been with him all 10 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
10 years.
So should we try the whole song? I love this one. It's the last on the album. It's called If I Started Over.
What if we had to start over? What if the end never ends? What What if our lives are not a straight line? Infinite faces, infinite minds. What if we all are just dreaming? How would we deal with our pain? Would we be playing these sad little games, destined to come here again and again? And why are you on my mind? It's that feeling again, like when I first looked in your eyes. If I started over, I'd welcome you in. I wouldn't be scared of facing the end. If I We all are just dreaming. What if we're ruled by our screens? What if emotions are chemical games? Why am I here? And why do I sing? And why are you on my mind? That feeling again, like when I first looked in your eyes. If I started over, I'd welcome you in. I wouldn't be scared of facing the end. If I I'd find you again. I'd find you again.
Definitely hears Papa's voice.
Yeah, definitely. And you know that last excerpt, he took off with the guitar, and on that song he took off with his voice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just so impressed.
And beautiful steel guitar work in the background.
You can tell they're well-practiced.
Yeah, oh yeah.
They're tight.
Yeah, I love it, man. And it's not even a genre that I've spent deep listening hours to. And everything I've heard from this record is just top-notch. I think it's got to be up there best of the year for sure.
You know, there's one or two releases that I can truthfully put on the label for the DJs, Play All, and this one was definitely one of them. Yeah, Play All.
Yes.
Play All.
I like that whenever that happens.
Yeah. So, Cody, you brought to the table Willie Watson. Tell me about Willie Watson.
Oh, I think this is good timing, Luke, because this is my favorite Americana album of the year so far, produced by David Rawlings, actually. And Willie Watson, as a lot of you know, was one of the founding members of Old Crow Medicine Show, and he stepped out to do his own stuff a few years ago, and I guess I read that crowds were a little more responsive to the traditional songs that he played rather than what he was writing himself. And I'm more into the instrumentation and the melodies more than the writing anyway, so I just think that these renditions of these old-time songs are as good as it gets as far as I'm concerned. And really special feature on this album is the Fairfield Four, who originally formed in Nashville in 1921. These are not the original members, but these guys have been singing together since the 1950s. And they they had sort of a breakout on the Oh Brother, Where Art Thou album. They won a Grammy for that. So these guys are singing with Willie on this song, and this album's called Folk Singer Volume 2.
Well, I want that man or woman tell the reason why.
Why?
That woman's evil, do things on the sly. You come home, you want your supper to be hot. She never put a neck bone in the pot. She's on the road again.
Sure you're born that you're going Eastman on the road again.
On that road again.
Oh, sure you're born
that you're going Eastman on the road again. Well, I went to my window, my window was propped.
Uh-huh.
Went to my door, man, my door was locked. I stepped right back and shook my head. And there's a big old fella in my folding bed. I shot through the window, broke the glass. I never seen another fella run so fast. Hey. On that road again.
Sure you're born.
Natural born Eastman on the road again. On that road again.
Oh, sure you're born.
Natural born Eastman on the road again. So a man comes by and said he wants his hat. Said he wants to know where your husband's at. I don't know, he's on his way to the pen. So come on, pretty mama, let's get on that road again. On that road again.
Sure you're born
natural born Eastman on the road again.
On that road again.
Oh,
sure you're born
natural born Eastman on the road again. On that road again.
Oh, sure you're born
natural born Eastman on the road again.
On the road again. Willie Watson said he got that from the Memphis Jug Band, but it's just an old traditional song.
It feels like a time warp when you hear that, you know? I can't believe that's a current record.
Yeah, right.
Is that a euphemism? Getting on the road again? Because he was talking, part of the lyric was, where's your husband? He's gone. Let's get on the road again.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
I don't know. Because you had to be careful back in those days with that kind of stuff.
Uh-huh.
You had to speak in euphemistic terms.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's really cool. That gospel harmony in the background is killer.
Yeah, and I think it's so stripped down compared to the Lucas Nelson, right? But that's what I really like. It's just guy's voices and a guitar, right?
I didn't realize he was part of Old Crow Medicine Show. Originally.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's right.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's a major step to leave a band like that and go solo.
Yeah, you know, I realized that I like Old Crow better when they had his voice as the front man. I really like Willie Watson's voice, and I've heard a few other fans say that, and that they sort of went after a different kind of sound when he left. It sounds to me like they're a little more dressed up on their last few albums.
And he went in the other direction.
Yeah, I guess so.
Do you think he'll write original stuff? Or
well, that's what I was saying is that in reading about him, it seems like he sort of tried and that wasn't as fulfilling.
Huh, yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
So he's a purist.
I guess.
That's awfully sweet stuff, Willie Watson. What's the name of the CD?
Folk Singer Volume 2. Pretty cool. Generic.
Have you heard
title.
Volume 1?
No, I haven't heard Volume. Well, no, I have heard a few songs from it, but that came out in 2014, and I wasn't real hip to that when it came out here at KD&K.
Yeah, I wasn't either. And look at all those spins.
Yeah.
It's still at the top of our charts.
It really is. Yeah. That's true. As is Lucas Nelson.
Yep. Well, Gavin, who are you bringing?
You know, I have a unique pick for me. I don't know much about flamenco music and have really kind of fallen head over heels for this new record from El Javi. He's from Mexico City, based out of Denver, and his new album is called A Gypsy Journey Part 2, El Refugio, and this one's called Summerland. Called Summerland by El Javi, and I had a really amazing experience checking him out recently at The Temporary, the new venue in Basalt or Willits, and a really great little space and fantastic place to do an intimate set like that. He kept commenting that so many shows he's played have been so loud that there were certain songs he couldn't play when he does a free show at a bar or something like that. And so the crowd was so rapt and everyone was, you know, hanging off his every strum that, you know, it really made a unique appearance, I think, for him as well. And I was expecting to go in there and see El Javi with his drummer. But he said just recently they were playing in Mexico and flew back through Houston International Airport. I think that's the George Bush Airport. And his drummer got deported for visa issues. But I'll tell you, part of the thing about El Javi that's so impressive is that the way he adapted to do a solo performance, he did one song where he used a looping pedal and he set up rhythm tracks with the guitar and then played over them. So he played one piece and then hit the pedal and then played over that and then hit the pedal again. And then he did all of his licks over a bass, you know, a bass of a core of the song that he had laid down live in front of us with the looping pedal. And then he had a couple other tracks where he had all the percussion, you know, just off of, you know, some sort of a device, an iPad or something. And so then played with that percussion and it worked, you know, it really held up live. And he's got a Denver connection now. He's sort of based in Colorado, but from Mexico City. And I think kind of trying to compete for, he wants to be called the king of rock flamenco. So that's kind of his next big goal is to be, you know, to grow this idea of rock flamenco. And I try to think of what else I've heard that's like El Javi. And I guess kind of Rodrigo y Gabriela is probably the closest I've come to something similar with a, you know, mix of sort of Spanish guitar with Mexican influences. And then, you know, the
sort of contemporary, like,
right,
stomping.
Yeah, and then he did the Beatles, he did Led Zeppelin, uh-huh, he turned them into like this rock flamenco, and people were just blown away. And one singer-songwriter in the seats next to me said at the end, he's like, it just makes you want to give up when you see someone play that well. But I don't know, it was really an impressive live set, and the recording's very smooth. I mean, it's almost a little smoother than I would want. You know, I think that it'll be interesting to see as he moves forward what direction he goes into the kind of Starbucks, you know, checkout aisle, or the real kind of international flavor. And he has these basement sessions later on in the record that are a little more sparse, which I think I like a little bit more for the production aspect myself. But, you know, it's sort of interesting talking about Lucas Nelson and Willie Watson. It's like two very distinct sounds that they're going for. And he's kind of somewhere in the middle, I think.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a traditional flamenco performance with a dancer?
Only on TV, never in person.
So stunning.
Yeah, you felt like this thing could grow from, you know, a solo or a duo type performance into a full band. And he certainly has horns and other things on the record too.
Well, I know he started off pretty basic as a flamenco artist, straight up flamenco. This new one, I think this is his newest one.
Mm-hmm.
He's got four or five before this, and pretty straight up flamenco.
And he's been based out of Colorado for a while?
I don't know.
I mean, he's definitely from Mexico City, and his drummer's from Spain. I was actually really looking forward to chatting with his drummer because I wanted to get his take on the whole Catalonia independence issue that's so mm-hmm. big in the news this fall. But I think that his Denver connections, he's done a few appearances on public television and stuff. So with Open Media Foundation and the City of Denver Channel 8 and stuff. So I think he's laying down some Denver roots and then traveling the world. I know he's doing a Texas tour this fall and playing some international festivals. So definitely on the map, and someone that we're really glad to have in the KD&K Music Library.
Heck yeah.
And also happy to see them coming to the Valley to play at the Temporary.
Yep, Temporary's continuing to add more great bookings, and we hope to collaborate with them too and actually partner for KD&K events. So more on that to come for sure. And hey, another music meeting in the books, guys. This is so fun.
Lucas Nelson, Willie Watson, El Javi.
The guitar episode.
Thanks, guys.
Mix it up for next time.